Incoming transmission from the Janeway Podcast Program. This is Captain Janeway of the USS Voyager speaking. I command the most advanced research vessel in the Alpha Quadrant. Of course, it's now marooned in the Delta Quadrant. My crew and I must do whatever it takes to get home safely, or die trying. I prefer the former, but we'll see, because I'm insane. Yes, captaining is a stressful job, but somebody's gotta do it. That's how I spend my days. But by night, I'm just killing time and wagging my chin. I've discovered an old holodeck program called the Podcasting Studio. I found an eager-to-please ensign with a chill tood to help me run the program. So go ahead, delete the wife. And come, listen to me unwind and chat about my day with whoever's around.
Subscribe to the Janeway Podcast Program, wherever you get your podcasts.
As you were.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If you like our show and you want to support it, please leave a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts, or consider joining our Patreon.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi there. Welcome to the Creepy Bar. My name is Marcus. I'll be your bartender this evening. I'm also the owner, so I'm always here. And you know, all sorts of folks come into my strange little tavern and tell me their strange little stories, but you, I can tell you're more of the listening type. I wish more folks were like you. Speaking of wishes, let me pour you a drink and tell you the tale of the Night of the Bloody Hand Guy. It began one evening when a mysterious man walked into my bar. I could tell he was hiding something because he was dressed in a long hooded cloak that covered his face.
What can I get you, stranger?
Water. Hot.
Wait!
Cold.
I'll get you one of each.
You're too kind.
You new in town? Passing through?
Let's just say I'm in between places right now.
Oh, nice cloak.
Are you a ghost or something?
What makes you say that?
You're obfuscating. That's a ghost thing, too.
I just have some unfinished business.
Come on, buddy, what's your story?
I'll tell you exactly what my story is, friend. It started not too far from here. in a place not unlike this. So, nearby? In another bar? Exactly.
Boy, Steve, I don't know anyone as good at business things as you are. What's your secret?
My secret? My secret? Okay, Jason, I'll tell you. It's a magic wishing hand that I found in an old lady's basement.
Old lady's basement?
I saw this house I wanted, but an old lady lived in it. So I got my buddy Ricky at the bank to foreclose on it so that I could buy it for myself. And then, guess what? She had a weird collection of stuff in that house that she had to leave behind because the bank gave her only 2 hours to vacate. And there was a magic severed hand that grants wishes in the basement. And I used it to get better at business.
Wow, so simple. I never would have thought of that.
You should get a magic wishing hand, dude.
Okay. Can I use your wishing hand, Steve?
Sorry, man. I don't know where I put it. It's somewhere in my house, and the house is, like, really big.
Ah, oh, Nards! How inconvenient for me.
But here's the new address of the old lady I was talking about. Her new house is pretty nice, and it's right across the street from the house I took from her. She probably has a new wishing hand by now. You should go claim it, brah.
Wow.
Winds of revenge, I spur you on. This is the curse I place upon my shitty neighbor Steve. Fuck Steve. Steve sucks. I hate Steve. With my new hand, I make this request that Steve will now and forever be dispossessed of all that he treasures most.
Hey there, old lady. I let myself into your yard.
Beat it, kid. I'm busy.
I'm here to take your new house.
Are you kidding me? I just closed on this one. I've barely had time to renovate. Half my things are in boxes. My second bathroom doesn't even have the new fixtures I ordered.
That thing you're holding, is that the magic severed hand that will make me good at business?
Don't you dare take my magic wishing hand, you stupid little business beardo. And get the hell off my property.
Why don't you use one of your wishes to make that happen?
I'm out of wishes. I used one to get this new house, and then one to Google an incantation to get revenge on Steve. Now I'm wishing for the power to incant. That's all three, see?
I mean, it looks like you got two more wishes left on that thing. The wishing hand is giving one of those hang loose sort of gestures.
Who's the witch here? Trust me, it's three.
I'll tell you what. You keep the new house. I'm more of an A-frame kind of guy, if you know what I mean.
I don't.
But it kind of sounds like you're all done with that magic wishing hand. I'll buy it from you right now.
Oh, that would actually be great. Once it runs out of wishes, it kind of just sits there and smells like broth. What's your name again?
It's Jason.
Let me just finish up what I'm doing and I'll be right with you.
Oh, my new house is burning.
Thank you for the tea.
Thank you for helping me choose a backsplash for my kitchen, Jason. You know, you're not like the other shitty businessmen that live in this neighborhood now. You're almost nice.
Oh, I'm just naive. But if I want to get good at business, Steve says I need to start stealing stuff and being mean to old ladies like you.
I really think you should stop hanging out with Steve.
Oh, okay.
Listen, since you actually paid for the magic wishing hand, I have to tell you about its terrible secret.
Go for it.
It grants three wishes.
Okay.
So you have to make sure you don't wish for anything frivolous or harmful.
What's the terrible secret?
That's basically it. That it can grant bad wishes.
That's only if I pick a bad wish.
Yes. There's just no fail-safe. It doesn't ask you to confirm whether or not your wish is actually what you want or is good for you. It just does it. So you have to do a little research.
What's a good wish?
You
your standards. World peace, infinite money, revenge, musical talent, a trip to France, a successful cult, time travel, eternal life, being small for a while, being really large for a while, aging backwards instead of forwards, so you start as an old person and then end life being born. But that's just a personal thing I'd like to experience at some point, so maybe it's a bit too specific.
Oh, okay. What's a bad wish?
The only one I can think of is wishing to become a guy covered in bloody hands that grant wishes.
That's it?
Yeah. Don't do that one.
Why are the wishing hands bloody? This one's not bloody.
I don't know. Sounds spooky.
That's a weird example.
It's the first thing that I could think of. Sorry. I'm getting sort of senile in my old age.
How come you don't wish for a better brain?
I forget.
Finally, I'm gonna get out of my 3-bedroom condo and get better at business. Wishing hand, grant me a wish. First thing I want is to live forever. Cool. I can feel my muscles and veins becoming slightly longer, and my organs becoming nice, plump, and juicy to accommodate the future wear and tear. Great biohack. Wishing hand, grant me a wish. The second thing I want is a trip to France. Wow! A first-class round-trip airplane ticket? My passport? A visa? Behind that, a printed-out confirmation of hotel reservations to a decent hotel. Everything looks prepaid and accounted for. There's even a gift card for a car service to get me to and from the airport both ways. Tracking info for newly purchased sturdy luggage and a traveler's guide with recommended attractions clearly highlighted with little notes in the margins. What's this little letter say? Go here if you want to eat the best pâte de crème of your life. Love the hand. Wow, that's really thoughtful. Thank you, Magic Wishing Hand.
Everything in the story sounds great so far, stranger. Wait, is your name Jason, by the way? Are you the Jason in this story?
Yes, I'm Jason.
Nice to meet you, Jason. I'm Marcus. I'm the bartender.
I own this bar, too. And it's a long and spooky story.
Hey! Whose horrifying recount is this, buddy?
Sorry, buddy. I just got carried away. I don't often get to tell my spooky bar story to people. They just want me to serve drinks. I thought since you were telling a spooky story, I could maybe tell you mine.
Well, maybe when I'm done.
Yeah, that's fine. Top you off.
Okay.
You were saying something about how there was a terrible curse placed on that magic wishing hand you stole?
But! I bought it fair and square, and I thought that would protect me from the magic wishing hand's evil curse.
But I was wrong.
Wishing hand, grant me a wish. The third and final thing I want is to become a guy covered in magic wishing hands. And blood! Fuck!
No! Why'd you wish for that?
I don't know, I panicked.
Now I'm covered in wishing hands that are bloody for some reason.
Sounds like that old lady put that idea in your head in the first place. You better go confront her about it and get out of my bar, you stinky, bloody, wishing hand-covered freak!
Hey! You're right! I'm gonna go over there right now! Also, screw you! You're mean!
Just get out of here! Shoo!
I I've been expecting you, bloody guy covered in wishing hands.
Why? Why did you put the idea in my head? The idea to wish for me to become this bloody guy covered in wish-granting hands!
I don't know what you're implying. I gave you so many good wish options. Did you even try to go to France?
My flight leaves Tuesday morning.
Well, too bad you won't be on it.
What do you mean? Is TSA not gonna let me on the flight?
No, you dope! Now that you're a wish-granting hand guy, I'm just gonna follow you around for the rest of your life and keep making wishes off of your many wishing hands.
But you can't. You don't have a ticket to the flight.
I'll wish for one, and then I'll be able to wish businessmen like you out of existence.
Why are you doing this? I bought your wishing hand fair and square.
Because I'm a witch!
I know what I'll do. I'll rip off one of my wishing hands and make a wish myself.
No! No! No, don't do that! Don't tear off one of your many hands! You don't need to detach one to even use it! It's bloody enough!
Oh, bloodiest wishing hand. Hear my wish. I wish I was never born! No, wait! That's too drastic!
Hey there, stranger. Can I get you a drink?
Not right now, but I could use some information.
Oh, yeah?
I'm looking for a friend. A friend named Jason. He's dressed like me, like a really cool businessman.
I'm sorry, but no one like that has ever existed in the first place. Now, can I get you a drink?
No, thank you.
Sure. Hey, not to insult your appearance and all, and this is not something I've ever said before, so bear with me, but you look as if someone has been wishing for you to lose everything you hold dear. Are you sure I can't get you something?
There's only one thing I need. Got any magic wish-granting hands?
Nope, not tonight I don't. But I do have this.
Is that the haunted skull of Dracula?
Yeah, I think so. Pretty sure it's cursed.
Yes. That will do nicely.
So that's the story of the Knight of the Bloody Hand guy. I can tell by your silence that you don't believe me, but everything I told you really happened. Except for the parts involving Jason, who never existed. Well, thanks for stopping into the Creepy Bar. Come on back anytime you want a drink that will give you the chills. Unless you order like a hot toddy or something, I don't know.
The Creepy Bar, Knight of the Bloody Hand Guy, was produced by Left Handed Radio. Written by Anna Rubinova. Featuring Frank Garcia Hell as Marcus the Bartender. James III as Jason, Adam Bozarth as Steve, and Anna Rubinova as the Witch. Original music by Dan Warren.
This is a left-handed.